How do you know my name? I was? Oh, of course I was. I just didn't think I'd see you again, what with the dozens of people working here. Yep, I totally have my ID, one that belongs only to me and to no pony else. I definitely didn't steal it. Pfft, I didn't need to find it. I've had it all along. Yep. Miss Mutt? Is that really the name she took? Well, we were playing Scrabbre, yeah, Scrabbre, so we took turns passing Gallop and raked in wheat and wool for a roads and then hit a Ponzi tile that sank the battleship where four bottles connected and we took new names from in Ponija board. Oh, that's because the camera was colorblind. What I meant to say is that my cutie mark, it changed. Yep. Ponies' cutie marks change all the time, and even during the day, depending on what mood they're in. Why, just yesterday, my good friend Fluttershy had her cutie mark changed. You see, she had some pink butterfly things because of how she loved to torment animals, but one greasy, double-stacked, bloated, blasphemous burger from McBurgerface led her, and zam! The experience was so profound it completely changed her worldview. With pop and bling, she lost her old cutie mark and gained a new pair of cross drumsticks on account of how much she loves deep-fried, tasty animals. Oh, hardly. We have meat parades all the time. And what are you getting off, thinking you know Fluttershy better than I do? Us two are real close pals. In fact, we grew up together in Cloudsdale. Well, that's because Cloudsdale has been buried under Ponyville until recently. They found it when they were digging a well. What the hey? No, everything went fine. In fact, we're approved to go. Isn't that great? Aristotle is this way. Ratio?